Assalamualaikum, everyone. Thank you for joining 5 Fast Minutes. My name is Muhi Khwaja with American Muslim Community Foundation. Today we have with us Sunila Hussain from the Well Fund. Welcome, Sunila.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So tell everybody where you're located.
I am in the Woodlands, Texas, which is about 45 minutes north of Houston.
Wonderful. So if you had 2 minutes to talk about the Well Fund, what would you like to say?
So the Well Fund stands for the Woodlands Endowment for Lifelong Learning, and it was started in 2018, and its initiative is specifically focusing on furthering educational activities in higher academia. And the Well Fund's partnered currently with the University of Texas at Austin to promote open learning and awareness about Islam and Muslims. And the fund supports the UT Austin's initiatives on religious tolerance, studies about Islamic faith and history, Muslim cultures, and current affairs. And we at the Well Fund, our aim is to advocate for greater understanding and tolerance about Islam and Muslims in the U.S. through learning and academia. In the short term, the UT Austin collaboration will use the donations to develop programs and courses on Islam and Muslims, and also to train faculty and graduate students. And for the long term, we hope to establish an endowed chair for a permanent professor and teaching post at University of Texas Austin. And UT Austin provides for us, through the Well Fund, a series of lectures and seminars on Islamic history, research, and current events, and that just promotes a little bit more open understanding within the Muslim community as well.
Definitely. And why was it that you guys chose UT Austin?
We had already established some relationship at UT Austin, and a lot of the children graduating from the Woodlands end up going to UT Austin, so we thought it would be just an ideal collaboration with them. We support the kids to come and attend these lecture series just to open their awareness and also for them to learn what it is like to be in an academia environment.
For sure. And then my favorite part is that UT Austin actually reached out to American Muslim Community Foundation to set up this partnership. So it was really cool to see the university do their own research and utilize us as a resource for your community.
Yes, it was. We were looking for kind of a conduit to do this endeavor where, there would be a little bit of professionalism at ease for the donors to have somebody be in the middle. And I think the most important thing was an establishment that goes by the Sharia law. So
sure.
That was an important thing for us. And that's how we established a connection with you.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like you guys created a giving circle where multiple families could pitch in, and then the funds would be distributed to UT Austin, and AMCF took care of any investments or any of the receipts to provide to the families, and it worked out really well. So talking about your donors, if you had a minute to thank them, what would you say?
So I just would like to thank all of our donors just for supporting this endeavor. I know for a lot of them, it wasn't something that was near and dear to them, but they supported us just because of their relationship with us, and it was a big step of confidence for them to do that for us, and we really, really appreciate their help in establishing this for us.
Definitely. And in a minute or less, how would you describe your relationship with AMCF?
So as I said, we were connected through AMCF, through the UT Austin people, and just having an establishment, like I said, that is Sharia compliant gives us a sense of peace knowing that you all on your end are already doing kind of that legwork to make sure that everything is above board in that respect. And then just the confidence and professionalism provided to our donors and to UT Austin to know that the funds are collected and distributed in a very appropriate way. And one thing I will say about when you first came and in your brochure, you had a paragraph which I would like to read.
Yeah, please.
And this is basically something that is kind of our overriding goal, you can say, our general goal, which we agree with you. And it is a collective voice is stronger than one. Together, let's showcase Muslim philanthropy and support nonprofits and increase goodwill for the American Muslim community. And I'm really struck with all this here.
I love that. So wrapping up, if you could shout out three organizations that you personally donate to, what would they be?
Well, so the first obviously is the Law Fund. The next is Amana, Refugee Services. And
for sure.
Refugees locally. And then UPF, which is Unity Production Foundation. Amazing, amazing work that they're doing through media.
Wonderful. And all of those organizations and more are in our nonprofit directory on our website. We're doing this series because we want to empower the nonprofit ecosystem and the donor ecosystem. Sunila, thank you so much for being on the show. We look forward to continuing to work with the Well Fund and follow all of the amazing work that you're doing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure, and I appreciate you highlighting our organization.
Of course. Take care.
Take care.